And a final thought today, this time from actor and playwright Jeff Obafemi Carr. If you live long enough, people will come and go from your life. Jeff Obafemi Carr tells us his story of what can happen when the long lost reappear.
I wasn't expecting to see anyone I knew that afternoon. I was leaving my office talking to my 12-year-old daughter about her school day, and as we were getting into the car, I noticed this cat sitting on a bench smoking a cigarette. I up-nodded the obligatory, "Sup, black man," started to get in my car. He took a long drag on a cigarette and said, "You don't remember me, do you?" I stood up and looked at him squarely. Looking into his eyes, I used peripheral vision to instantly scan his somewhat skeletal face, receding hairline and dark mouth. I wasn't sure where I knew him from, but he was vaguely familiar. "You did a good job in that movie playing that preacher." That told me two things. He had seen The Second Chance, and he had recognized me from it. I still didn't remember him, though. But I'm always thankful when someone thinks enough of me to pay my work a compliment, so I said, "I appreciate that, brother man, thank you." Started back into the car. "You still stay out south?" Uh-oh. This cat knew where I grew up? Yeah, I still stay in the neighborhood. He leaned forward and took another drag before flicking away the cigarette. "What's your brother Greg doing these days?" Wait a minute. This cat knew me. I explained that Greg was now a popular professor at Howard University and that a lot of people in the neighborhood had gone on to success, blah, blah, blah. I was trying to buy time to recall something, anything about this face I did not know that would trigger a memory. "You still don't remember me, do you?" I told him that I remembered him from out south, only a half-truth. "I started a fight with you when we were at J.T. Moore." J.T. Moore Junior High School? You gotta be kidding me, I thought to myself. I was, what, 12 years old? That was a long time ago, man. He then went on to describe the day it happened. The crew he was hanging around, the trouble he was trying to make, the other brothers that gassed him up to jump into my face and start a ruckus in the hallway. Listening intently, I looked underneath the furrowed brow and through the aged expression that looked 10 years my senior now. And I remembered him. Vaguely, yes, but remembered still. I asked him how he was doing now. He told me that he had continued on a downward spiral through high school and had recently been released from a stretch in the penitentiary. He told me he was struggling with some things right now. And when I noted that he was sitting outside the waiting area of the methadone clinic, it didn't take me too long to put two and two together. We reminisced about the good and the bad old days, about the mutual people we knew who were either dead, on that stuff, or on lockdown somewhere. And we finally came back to the present when he said, "I'm really proud of you, brother." It almost became an awkward pause. You know, when brothers say things that touch each other, we often don't know how to accept it. But I recovered quickly by saying, "Brother, we're both still standing here today, and in America, that's a big deal. So we're proud of each other." Then he caught me totally off guard. He rose up and walked toward me, gave me the grip, and then he hugged me. I mean, that brother hugged me like I was family. Then he looked me square in the eye and said, "Man, I just want to apologize for starting that fight with you. My life just hadn't been right, and I'm trying to do right now. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me." I couldn't shake the pause this time because I needed it to get myself together. I nodded, assured him that there was no harm, no foul, got into the car and drove off slowly. I asked my daughter if she'd heard the conversation. She did. Did she learn any lessons? Yes, the same ones I had. Kids will be kids. But most importantly, it's good to forgive, even when you've forgotten what or even who it's for.
Jeff Obafemi Carr is an actor, playwright, and co-host of the radio show Freestyle. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee.
I love to free.